It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Greg Norman, one of our greatest sporting exports.
Yes, and also exporting a lot of other things that we've seen online.
Particularly on his socials of late.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Particularly. But he's lived in the States for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm,
just out there repping good old Oz.
Yes.
But he's just recently announced he's moving home. Once again. Is that enough?
Really?
He's probably not super keen on how they're handling things over there. That's just me guessing, but
yeah.
I would suggest that he's probably, you know, just like, nah, I'm getting older.
Do you think he'll move to one of his golf courses?
No, he actually said he can't say where he's going to move.
Because there'll be a fuss.
Well, I said obviously Queensland's my home state. I'd love to think I would end up back there.
No,
but there are
won't.
Other beautiful parts of Australia too.
Yeah.
But you're right. He's redesigning golf courses left, right and centre. He wants to come back and focus on the expansion of his real estate and wine businesses.
Oh, so there you go.
Tough gig, you know.
Some shark wine.
Shark wine. Oh, wow. So, but we also know he's quite the unit. He loves to work out. He's very fit, as we've seen in those photos on his Instagram.
You keep sending them to me randomly too. Like 2 a.m, I'll just get this photo of Greg Norm on the beach and you're just like, just check it.
No, those are photos of me.
Oh, I did not get that.
Nah, so there's a photo of him walking alongside his dog on the beach that everybody was like, oh my God, he's not wearing jocks underneath those board shorts. And you can seriously, yeah. That's not driftwood that I'm looking at. That's for
the
sure.
The dogs are barking.
Yeah. What's that growling at me?
He'll bite you. Put a leash on it.
Nah, come on. We had all this fun when he released it.
Yeah, sorry.
We did all this gear already.
It
is a lot of fun, though. And then his wife, Kristen, released a photo of him standing naked in the shower, like just his back. He's got one of those showers.
Steaming up.
Yeah. You can see it's like a freestanding shower that looks out over a window and out into the, I don't know, Florida Keys or something anyway. So.
Mm.
Too bad if you've got a kayak and you're cruising past like, oh, Jesus.
What is that freestanding thing that I've seen?
Is there someone in that room with a telescope?
Come on, mate. We've rolled this gear before.
We've done that when he released it initially.
Yeah.
The story today is that he's released some of his workout tips. He reckons he works out 5 to 6 days a week, sometimes 6, but he says, I always take at least 1 day off. He plans to live well past the age of 100 thanks to his good genes and rigorous exercise regimen.
Rigorous.
That's right. He says, I've a full gym at my house. I built it. It's got a cardio room, a full weight room, free weights, all that stuff. Again,
wow.
We get it, Greg. You've done well for yourself. Good on you,
you've
mate.
You've got money.
Yeah. So do you want to know what his workout tips
are? Oh, please.
So Greg Norman reckons.
Are there straps?
No.
Are there things?
No. Well, okay. I don't know. He doesn't get that specific. he says he uses a bizarre strategy to get in touch with his body.
Oh, God. Straps.
Sometimes in the wintertime. Only in the wintertime. Sometimes in the wintertime, he says. I'll turn out all the lights, turn the music up loud, and I'll work out in the dark.
Right.
And just be able to feel my body.
Oh, God.
Feel my sensations. Feel everything. And all of a sudden, that's brought you back into it. Who's he talking to that's brought you back into it?
Yeah.
They're the little tricks that I do to get myself motivated. Why don't I look like Greg Norman? I do a bit of that gear and I don't know.
Working out in the dark.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Jono, do you find your puffer jacket dissipates the fog around you?
Oh, it's a perfect fog jacket, this one.
Yeah.
It is so good.
Yeah.
It's not great sitting in here at the moment, but anyway, that's okay.
I know, because he loves it on 100 degrees, but yeah.
I thought it was cold in here this morning.
Mm.
I've got my catalogue dad jumper on.
It's nice outside. It's got a good chill about it.
Yeah,
no
a
wind,
good chill.
A good chill.
Yeah, chilly no
yeah,
wind.
You walk out full fresh. Here we go. And the sun's popping through, Tommy.
No, it's not a chilly no wind.
It is.
No, it's not.
It's a chilly no wind.
Chilly no wind. Chilly no wind.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is.
That's love that
what
one
it is.
So much. No, it's not.
It is. It's exactly that.
4 kilometres an hour. That's no wind, mate.
That's no wind.
I'm paying that.
Damn it.
Now,
that's
Jono,
light green. That's light green.
We've got to get to a song and we've got to get your vest and fairest vote
yes.
for the Cats. But you've got a recommendation that you would like to make to the people of Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine.
I have.
Yeah.
Can we play it?
Yeah, go on.
Let's go.
Okay, these guys.
These guys. It's alive.
Yeah, that's all I can play for you.
That's your lads. I know that. But Viva the Underdog. Last night I'm sitting there, I'm going, what can I watch?
Yeah.
I've just got an hour to myself. I'm like, yeah. I'm going to have a look through and see if I can find a doco.
Mm.
So I find Viva the Underdog, Parkway Drive. And I'm thinking, this is hardcore heavy. It's not my scene.
I was going to say, I didn't realise
no,
that you
not.
Were a driver.
No, it's not. But I was just like obsessed with this. There was a great documentary, followed their journey to becoming headlines at festivals.
Big act,
but they are a massive act now.
They're from Byron too.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
and
yes.
They manage themselves. They do everything themselves. A great story, unbelievable doco. Even if you're not into that sort of scene, just seeing the way the mosh pit evolves and they start circling and like it was intense.
That's so good.
Intense. And these guys are really cool and down to earth. And then they get on stage and they're like, hardcore. It's like the dog man that was on A Current Affair.
No, it's not. It's not like that.
Do it. It is. It was exactly that. I'm thinking.
This guy?
Yes.
Or do you mean this guy? Because that's Loggy.
I hate it.
So good. So good.
Right, but so Viva the Underdog is what it's called.
Watch it. It's even if you're not into that scene, it's cool.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
I know we're not supposed to do fun things with you anymore. We had to sign it. A letter came out. No more fun things for Tom. Because we tried to get you to recreate a TikTok video in which someone, an old man, swung on a swing and then, swung on a swing?
Yeah, I don't think you swang.
No, but he might have swung. He swung before he swung. Anyway, what you did was neither because you flipped off.
If you see an old man swang, then you need to call someone.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Okay, go.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, and then, no, I did. I tried to flip off and I landed on my butt instead of my feet. And
you cracked your back. You actually broke yourself.
T12 vertebrae. I'm still paying for it now.
Terrible. And now when I think of challenges for you, I think something that won't cause you pain.
Mm.
Constant pain.
Sure.
Recurring pain.
Great. Thank you.
You know, and so there's this new trend that's going around. And I thought, look, I'm not sure whether this is in your wheelhouse because I mean, that's the area you normally have clear.
Okay.
But it involves your face and the hair on it,
sure.
right? And apparently there's a new trend. It's called the double mustache.
Right.
So what you do is you grow a tash on top that you're known for.
No, I can't grow hair there.
But you've got a little flavour saver.
But this flavour saver, if I leave it.
That is a terrible. I hate that. I hate it.
Soul patch.
Oh, terrible. The Shannon Knoll.
The Knollsy.
Yeah.
If I let that grow,
yeah.
it might just go down to my chin hair. It won't actually go out and cover my whole chin. Like, I can't grow hair. I can grow a little bit of hair there.
Okay.
But
what if you do the double tash, but you do the lower double tash? So you start the double tash from your chin where your area is.
Mm.
And then we just shave that into a tash looking.
I could shave. I could certainly could shave my chin hair into instead of. Being like the chin strap.
Yeah.
Just the like a moustache. Like
yes.
It's like a sad mouth instead of a
happy yes,
mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, sad mouth. Yeah. Because you know what? This is what happens. I always put the team up for challenges and they're like, Tom can't do it. Now it's up to Loggy. And I'm not taking this one, mate.
Why? Because Jim's mowing won't do the...